Hello, my name is Anthony Patch, and this is another edition of Pulse. Today we're going to look at geopolitical consequences. Today is the 22nd of June. I'm recording this just following the past evening bombing runs by the United States, B-2 bombers and missiles launched from submarines, U.S. submarines against Iran. I want to focus on the B-2 bombers that delivered what are known as ground penetrators. This is the GBU-57 bomb. Two are able to be carried at a time by B-2 bombers. These are about 30,000 pound bombs apiece. The bottom line is, and I know probably everyone here has already watched the extensive coverage that has occurred over the last, say, 12 hours and the comments that have been made, but I want to emphasize something right straight up front. From reports coming out of not just Iran, but from other intelligence services of other countries, exclusive of Israel, I might add, it is readily apparent, and even by statements made by the president of Iran prior to these bombing runs. The targets of these bombing runs were Fordo, Natanz, and the Isfahan enrichment facilities. These were emptied. The president of Iran, not the Ayatollah, the president, the elected president, and other foreign intelligence services have reported that really all that has taken place is there's been some limited damage done to these facilities. But the centrifuges, the uranium, the personnel, the other logistical support equipment was all removed in anticipation of these bombings. So President Trump has come out, as you've already seen, and claimed victory, that in particular Fordo is completely destroyed. That's not the case. That is propaganda. I'd like to back up just a little bit. Earlier this week, through anthonypatch.com, we produce two live streams. These live streams run three times a week, Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Our last two live streams, I put out what I call an expectation, sort of not so much looking into the future, but just connecting the dots, looking at the available information, and saying it appears that this is what may happen. An expectation. My expectation that I presented in both of those live streams, in particular on Thursday, was that Donald Trump announcing that he was giving the Iranians 2 weeks to make a decision, that decision being the ceasing of their enrichment program, their ceasing of their nuclear program so far as in the West, in the U.S. and Israel, of course, claiming that Iran was seeking a nuclear bomb. Now, whether they were or not is really not the issue that I want to address. The issue is the two-week warning. Preceding this by a couple of weeks, in fact, were negotiations taking place in Oman that involved the U.S. and Iran and Israel. It now appears that this was a ploy. You'll recall now about 8 days ago, a preemptive strike was initiated by Israeli forces against Iran. This was just prior to the sixth round of negotiating meetings. And it does appear that the Iranians had lowered their guard, thinking that there would be diplomacy over military action. Well, the Israelis proved that to be wrong. Therefore, that was a ploy by the U.S. and Israel. President Trump's announcement or offer of 2 weeks of diplomatic talks with Iran to forestall any sort of military involvement, direct military involvement of the U.S. against Iran, also turns out to have been a ploy, and we said so in our last two live streams. On Thursday, I was even more specific, and I said by Saturday, I would expect that the U.S. would be bombing Iran with the B-2 bombers. I went on to explain about in the military, there is and I'm a veteran, in the military, there's a concept known as perishable forces or perishable forward operating capabilities. You can only deploy troops and equipment and so forth for a limited period of time before they begin to perish, they begin to weaken, they begin to lose their edge. And I said, based on that, it appears to me that the U.S., on behalf of Israel, in conjunction with Israel, would bomb, not in 2 weeks, because that's too long of a time frame, but by Saturday. And I emphasize Saturday because we had already seen the reports of B-2 bombers that had been moved to Diego Garcia, 6 of them. And then the movement that was reported on Friday of an additional 6 B-2s that were moving from the United States towards Iran by way of Midway, the island of Midway in the Pacific. We also had in position 2 carrier task force or carrier groups. We had the Gerald R. Ford that was heading to the Mediterranean to be positioned just off the coast of Cyprus, the island of Cyprus. So just loosely on some of those and other pieces of information, it appeared I had a high degree of confidence that Saturday there would be a bombing taking place against Iran by the U.S. And, of course, that is what has happened. So the title of today's Pulse video is Geopolitical Consequences. What are the consequences that I expect? Certainly, we have forward deployed troops, U.S. troops, in forward operating bases. These are lightly defended forward operating bases in Syria, very close to Damascus, in Israel itself, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait. The issue here is that the Ayatollah specifically has made it very clear that should the U.S. become directly involved, not just in a logistical support and intelligence support role vis-a-vis the U.S. for the benefit of Israel, but direct action, direct military action by the U.S., which has now taken place. So what are the consequences that were laid out by the Ayatollah? And this has been spoken of by him for well over a year, but certainly in the last few weeks. He pointed out the vulnerability of these U.S. forces, especially in Iraq. Therefore, it's an easy expectation to say, I think in the very near term, we are going to see, once Iran has and is their pattern, is to fall back, regroup, assess, and then retaliate, they will retaliate against these forces that are forward deployed in the deserts. Again, we have reports over the last 4 or 5 days that the U.S. has already been withdrawing these forces from their forward operating bases. but there will be minimal troops that are left behind. Nonetheless, I think those are the primary targets, the immediate targets. Even if we have vacated these forward operating bases, they will be struck, much like Fordo and Natanz and Isfahan. They were targets. They were known targets, but they were empty targets. You're not going to hear the mainstream media. You're not going to hear the president of the United States admit that what they bombed were empty. What I've often referred to in our live streams is much ado about nothing. But this nothing has consequences. Now, not just the forward operating bases spread out through the desert. We have some 40,000 U.S. troops throughout that region. But unfortunately, as I did point out in the last two live streams, it is important to understand that here in the United States, we have a domestic enemy. We have many illegal people in this country. There's very little intelligence on their whereabouts and their activities, but it's also coming out through announcements by Homeland Security, etc., prior to this bombing by the U.S., that they are expecting, they put out their expectations, of sleeper cells here in the United States, not just Iranian in makeup, but Chinese as well. Well over 150,000 Chinese illegally have entered this country, and from many other countries that are not pleased with the U.S., and who will take advantage of the situation that has now been presented to the United States homeland. The consequences are not just to the Middle Eastern region. They are to the U.S. itself. There could be these attacks on infrastructure, attacks against people, especially in the major cities. I think that is a reasonable expectation, not something that I'm looking forward to or am, you know, wanting to see happen. It's just a fact of life. Therefore, I think it was extremely reckless, to be polite, extremely reckless for the president, whom I consider to be acting unilaterally. Constitution of the United States requires when a declaration of war, an act of war, is to be initiated by a president, that the president seek the vote and the declaration of war for a specific enemy by Congress. This has not occurred. Therefore, the president has acted unilaterally, and that is extremely dangerous. Dangerous from a constitutional perspective. Now, I'm not going to elaborate on that. I just want you, as someone who's listening to me, to consider this extra constitutional action by this administration. And this is not a political statement. This, again, is a factual statement. Looking at this from a constitutional, legal, constitutional perspective, to act the way that he did, knowing the consequences, better than I know the consequences, because the president and his administration have obviously access to information that I have no access to. They have a bigger picture perspective. But the problem here is that when a president violates the Constitution and international law, there are consequences. Now, the president himself may not never be politically, legally called to those consequences, and I'm speaking legally, being held accountable. He's acting with impunity. He may continue to act with impunity. The question is, who or what mechanism is going to prevent any further violations of the Constitution and international law? I don't see any mechanism for that. Now, I won't get into the other sort of actions from a legal standpoint, from a constitutional standpoint, that could be initiated. That's not the purpose of today's discussion. Today's discussion is more of a warning on the international front in the region, the Middle East region, but because I'm speaking from the United States, I will say from a domestic perspective, these reckless actions by this administration very likely could result in attacks on our infrastructure and our citizens. I'm sure the president is aware of that, but his actions being unilateral and reckless and extra constitutional, I think he has disregarded the safety, the welfare, the well-being, the liberty here in this country, which itself violates the Constitution. It violates his sworn oath to uphold the Constitution and to defend the citizens of the United States from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. As I view things, he's in violation of his oath. I am not taking a political position. This could be any president, any administration, any party. It would be the same discussion that I'm having with you today. I've often said to our audience over the years, we've been presenting, my wife and I, Kathleen, my wife and I have been presenting live streams 3 times a week since the beginning of 2018. We are now at approximately 1,000 live streams that are in our archives, available through anthonypatch.com. We are researchers, and we consider ourselves to be reporters, and this is what I'm doing with you today. I'm looking at the information, thinking of it in a critical fashion. That doesn't mean negative. That just means critical analysis, looking at it logically, looking at the consequences, the logical consequences, and then reporting on these as we see them. But I've often said, to be prudently prepared, and I offer the same advice today. Prudently, that means within reason, with no fear, to think carefully, to think critically for yourself. How would you mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually prepare for what may be about to unfold here domestically? We've already seen the riots in Los Angeles and New York and other cities. Perhaps those are what I would call warm-up exercises. There certainly is enough discontent in the country that it would not take much to set people against one another, especially if they are absolutely fearful subsequent to events like we are seeing in Tel Aviv take place in this country. So I won't elaborate on this. You all can consider these points for yourself and prudently prepare, not out of a basis of fear, but just understanding the times that we live in, and to carefully and rationally give some thought to what is going on, because there are a great many people in the country that don't think for themselves, that don't think critically, that don't think of the consequences of their own actions, much less the consequences of the actions of this administration. Don't be lulled into a false sense of security. At any rate, I hope this proves to be useful information. But again, just to recap, this is much ado about nothing with respect to the targets that were hit, because they were empty targets. And yet this will be used as a reason, as an excuse to continue with more bombing by the United States against Iran. And of course, Iran retaliated. And that I do not expect to be limited to just Israel, but the broader region in the Middle East, and perhaps even here domestically, involving not only Iranian sleeper cells, but the others that I cited. So just be aware of that. Thank you for listening. God bless you all.